Italian Prime Minister Mario Monti on Tuesday suggested that Italian football should be suspended for 2 to 3 years in response to a match-fixing scandal that has led to over a dozen arrests over the past week, including that of Lazio captain Stefano Mauri. Serie A clubs Atalanta, Novara and Siena were among the 22 Italian teams notified at the beginning of this month that they are being investigated by sports authorities. Prosecutors have detailed an extensive match-fixing ring stretching as far as Singapore and South America that was allegedly in operation for more than 10 years. Dr. Vanda Wilcox is a professor of modern European history at Rome's John Cabot University, as well as a football journalist. She spoke to Charles Collins about the scandal.
This is not the beginning of the scandal. The scandal which has really been going on for a long time. It's only 6 years since the last big scandal, but this scandal here has been running since summer 2011 and seems to be getting worse rather than better.
This current scandal, how is it different than that last one?
Well, the scandal in 2006 was about match fixing simply in order to win, really. This is a betting-based scandal. This is match fixing which is being done at the behest of gambling rings, many of them based out of the Far East. A lot seem to be based out of Singapore, some with connections to Eastern Europe. And the latest revelations even suggest that there may be mafia connections to do with money laundering being put through football betting.
The Italian League is one of the top leagues in the world. It has some of the highest paid players. Why is this happening?
Yeah, it seems very surprising in that way, and I think that's explains a lot of the public anger that these incredibly highly paid category of people would be basically taking bribes. But actually, a lot of the corruption begins lower down the ladder. It begins in the second or third level of the championship, where players are paid much less, and where in recent years a lot of clubs have been in trouble and actually have struggled to pay wages on time. So oftentimes it's been players who've not been paid for a couple of months who start to accept these bribes. Other times it's been players who've actually themselves run up big gambling debts and who then have been put under pressure to start fixing games.